Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Mabry with Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. When you think about your childhood, is there a story that comes to mind that wasn't really a sensible choice? On one fateful day when I was 9 years old, I decided to go outside and kick the soccer ball. I always wanted to be able to kick the ball against something, but the part of our home that allowed me to do this was a brick wall, 6 to 8 feet in diameter, with floor-to-ceiling windows on both sides. So the margin for error was pretty small. I placed the ball about 15 feet from the wall and stood like I was about to take a penalty goal. I took a deep breath, jogged my way in, leaned back, swung the leg through, and connected with the ball. I watched intently as I saw the ball fly through the air and thud, it hit the wall. Yes, I got this. Ball comes back and connects with my foot a second time. Boom, onto the wall again. Oh my goodness. Confidence growing. Ball bounces back. Come on, Brett, give it some stick. My leg swings through with more enthusiasm as my foot connects with the ball. And somehow, in a way that seems impossible to me, I watch this ball swinging away from the wall to the window on the left side. At this, I lean my body to the right, hoping it would somehow magically move the ball back towards the wall. But alas, the reverberation of glass shattering declared to anyone nearby the end of my great soccer experiment. With panic on my face, I watched the ball roll to a stop inside the house. Oh man, that feeling. You all know that feeling I'm talking about. Seems no matter what our age, there's an inner impulse to want to either cover up the mess or to want to run and hide. And last year I discovered an incredible Japanese art form called kintsugi that recognizes this human experience. It's spelled K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I. If we translate the name, we see that kin means golden and sugi means rejoining. In this expression, the artist takes any kind of broken pottery and carefully knits the item back together with a golden adhesive. In my life, trying to fix something has often been about hiding or removing a blemish, about covering up the story that just happened. And I'm not much of a handyman, so it's been incredibly rare that I've heard anyone say anything like, "Wow, looks like new." But that's repeatedly been my goal. In kintsugi, the fixing of the pottery, or perhaps better put, the healing of the pottery, happens in connection, not in some kind of disguised perfection. The artist is encouraged to look and hold the fragments of pottery with attention and care, recognizing that every piece has a story to tell. To first survey the pieces as they are, they wait until they see the beauty that exists in these broken elements, and only then do they think about mending or making new. But when the mending takes place, the goal is not to remove or hide these breaks like it was for me when I was fixing something at home. The connection of these pieces is celebrated with gold, accentuating the broken edges, creating something new that I think is just stunning to look at. When I read the stories captured in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I see Jesus modeling to us this kind of artistry in the way he loves people. One story that really captures this for me is John 11. Jesus gets the news that Lazarus is sick, but interestingly, he stays on where he is for a couple more days. When he finally tells the guys, "Hey, it's time to go," he knows Lazarus is dead, and he tells the disciples that they are about to be given new grounds for believing. They make the journey to Bethany, a village on the Mount of Olives, just a couple of miles from Jerusalem. Martha goes first to Jesus, expressing her pain and questions, followed by Mary. There are more people in the village than usual, with folk coming from Jerusalem to sympathize with Mary and Martha at the loss of their brother. Jesus watches the sobbing that is coming from everyone and is deeply moved. He asks, "Where have you laid him?" And after asking this, two of the most, I think, profound words are captured in all the books of the Bible. Jesus wept. Here, Jesus pauses to hold the broken pieces of Mary, Martha, and their community, to ache with them in their pain. I heard artist Maiko Fujimura recently say, "The word in that moment was silent with Mary." I remember an afternoon when standing at the kitchen window, I could see my daughter Charlotte sitting on the trampoline looking really unhappy. And for some reason, I felt specifically prompted to just go and sit with her, to say nothing. So I went out the back, quietly climbed up onto the trampoline, and sat alongside her. We were sitting shoulder to shoulder. Not a word was said. She eventually sighed, put her head on my chest, and I put my arm around her. And we just sat there. To this day, I don't know why she was upset, but it felt like I was holding the broken pieces of that moment with her. Some of you today will encounter someone that is struggling. Even if you have a role to play in mending a situation, maybe mending that situation, what does it look like for you to do as Jesus did? To pause and first share in the struggle, to lead with empathy. This is my prayer. Lord, we remember that you are with us and that you are unchanging. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God, that your empathy, revealed in your tears, remains with us today in our hurting, just as the people of Bethany experienced. Help us, Holy Spirit, to lead with the same empathy as we engage with those who are struggling around us today. To know your wisdom as we quietly observe and care for the broken pieces we are holding in that moment, and to wait on your leading for the mending that will come. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.